The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
I've got some famous friends you probably never heard of, but back in Rutherford County, our crowd is second to none. You might not know them here in this big city we're in, but when I go back home, I've got some famous friends. Yeah, I do.
This is The Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Welcome aboard to the Wake Up Crew here for this Wednesday. It's the first day of October.
Yeah.
Episode 1754, and I am so excited.
I mean, it's Halloween season.
First day of, and pretty soon, our song of the day will be dealing with Halloween. Probably in a couple of weeks.
I think another week and a half of our misrepresented songs, yeah. And then we'll be on to Halloween.
The Halloween kick.
I have 12. We did this in the past. The top 12 Halloween songs.
Okay. Perfect.
3 days until fall break. That's always a good sign of fall. Fall break.
Yeah, it's here.
Blackman's at Stewart's Creek tomorrow, and Eagleville versus Moore County on Friday on WGNS and Big G TV. Vanderbilt is at Alabama this weekend. MTSU and Tennessee are off. And the Titans are at Arizona. All coming up this weekend for you. That definitely gets you into fall. Hate it when some of the college teams are off, though. Makes the Saturday kind of bleh.
Yeah.
You know, it's not quite as good.
How could your Saturday be bleh when you're coming up here for the Prentice Also Peating and Air Coaches show, fueled by McDonald's and
Donut
Country?
Well, I don't really even count the weekend until after that show's over.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so.
Well, and then you have Sunday to look forward to watch the Titans.
And we're going to Twin Yolks for brunch.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we are.
Hey, I got us going out of going to the other expensive restaurant.
Little sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit.
After we've had sausage and biscuits up here from McDonald's.
Well, I'm not going to have one.
Oh.
Well, I'm eating a donut.
Oh, that's fair.
Dadgummit.
America Thrift Stores now open at Middle Tennessee and MLK Junior Boulevard. You can save big at America's Thrift Stores. They've got one-of-a-kind names or name-brand items at low prices. Head to americasthrift.com/Murfreesboro for more.
They're open!
They're open! Dalton Bear will be giving us Monday reports from the America's Thrift Store of if he bought anything that week.
Thrifting with Dalton.
Now, you can just mention something that you liked, but you didn't buy it, too.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
So, or your wife didn't let you buy it, you know?
That's true. Well, it's normally her. She's the one who... Yeah. I just go. I'm the spotter, because I just see things, and I know
I've
Megan.
Got it. A Monday segment with early morning. We call Megan at 6:27, and we talk to her and Lena, and they talk about America's Thrift Store.
That will not happen.
Yeah, probably not.
Oh, I forgot you're tight with Megan.
Well. I'm just thinking that's not going to happen at 6:30 in the morning.
But I know her style and her taste well enough to where when I see something,
she'll tell you
I'm
she
like,
likes something.
Yeah,
though.
But I'm the one who always sees it first.
We don't expect you to buy something every
like
Sunday. Every Sunday.
Well, last week what we found was a big, I guess it's called an urn. Just a big, it's a potter.
Are you going to put my ashes in it?
Yes. It's a big planter, and it's got little holes on the side for your plants and stuff. It's about yay tall, probably about 2-3 foot tall.
Put Daddy in it and throw him out to the
concrete,
ocean.
And it's got a little pumpkin jack-o'-lantern face on it.
He's not a good swimmer.
Oh, I'm not doing anything with him.
Okay.
Bury him in his backyard.
I'm going to haunt you.
You have to watch about buying stuff for decor, though, because you start accumulating stuff, and then you go, oh, I got to put this up.
Yeah.
Well, that's when you take what you have back to America's Thrift. And let someone else have it.
Oh.
Because you can donate there.
Wow.
Can you get me a couch and an office chair? That's what
I've been on the lookout for an office chair for you. I've actually seen a couple nice couches. I didn't know you were on the lookout for a couch.
Yeah, I need to get away from a cloth couch with
dogs. I thought you just got a couch.
Well.
It was handed to you personally.
It was.
Delivered to your house.
Were you going
to
get a leather?
And it's been 2 years, but I need something that's...
Leather will be worse with the dogs, I think.
I'll
scratch that thing up.
I'm going to tell you, you almost need... Genuine leather.
Yeah.
Because they'll scratch it.
I need something that's not cloth because they shed and...
I'll tell you what you need. You need a couch cover. And you can find nice ones that will take care of that. I'm considering that myself.
Well, my dogs, all three of them, at least once every other day, one of them has something that they hack up and throw up. Well, if I don't get to them in time, they happen to do it on the couch. I don't know why. But that's where they want to do it.
Well, you run your little green machine.
Well, you know, I'm thinking a couch cover because I tell you what irritates me is when the pillows in the back, you know, the cushions in the back flop up when you sit down in them. And I'm looking for, I'm thinking seriously about putting a couch cover, because it take care of the dog hairs. You can put it in the washing machine, wash it, bring it back out. There you go. You need to really think about it. They make nice ones now.
I want something with low to no maintenance.
Well, you have to measure your couch to make sure that the cover fits, but that might be a solution for you.
You have to maintain most things.
Nah, just buy a new one.
There you go. It's 6:17 here on the Wake Up Crew.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Sunny for today. Highs top out near 88 degrees. Winds north-northeasterly, around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear skies, light winds, lows drop to 62. Thursday, lots more sunshine. Highs warm into the mid-80s. And then Thursday night, mostly clear with lows falling into the upper 50s. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now, it's 67.
Murfreesboro Funeral Home and Cremation Services.
People that come in to pre-plan their funerals and put it down in writing makes it a whole lot easier on the children at the time of their death. This is what Mama wanted. This is what we're going to do.
Visit MurfreesboroFuneralHome.com.
Hi, I am Tina. You never know what you may find at the Habitat Restore.
Shop and save.
Hi, I'm Wendy.
Hey, this is Rocky. You never know what you'll find at the Habitat Restore.
Shopping at the Restore.
We have paint all kinds of colors.
We have brushes and rollers for your paint project, too.
Hey, don't forget the cabinets.
We have all kinds of cabinets for any project you may be working on.
We're hiring at the Habitat Restore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for more information.
Get old. Old National Bank, that is. Old National Bank has the experience and service you need to buy a home, make investments, even online and mobile banking.
Old National Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Hi, this is Nick Hayes with Toots Restaurants, and we want to thank you for 40 great years of good food and fun.
At Toots, we still have the same specials, the same quality, the same portion sizes, even after 40 years.
And we have the best kids menu in town.
And our family would like to thank this community for supporting Toots for 40 years.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
This is Hannah Bleem here at the Rutherford County Farmers Market. This year, the Farmers Market is celebrating 50 years of being open, and we're here to talk to different vendors today.
Hey, this is Hunter Dorton with Mycoterra Pharmacy. We grow gourmet and medicinal mushrooms. We sell fresh mushrooms, dried mushrooms, powders, tinctures, mushroom-infused honey. We sell mushroom coffee, mushroom brew, different tinctures to take as a supplement. We also grow our own herbs, make loose-leaf tea, topical salve, and CBD products. So come and check us out at the Rutherford County Farmers Market, the Nolensville Farmers Market, and the Franklin Farmers Market on the weekends. And we're happy to be of service to you and help you and get your health journey on the right track.
Thank you so much. The Rutherford County Farmers Market is open on Tuesdays and Fridays from 7 a.m. to 12 p.m. at 315 John R. Rice Boulevard in Murfreesboro until October 31st. This is Hannah Bleem here at the Rutherford County Farmers Market, celebrating 50 years of being open.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Steve DeSager.
The Red Sox beat the Yankees in New York in their wild card opener 3-1. The Yankees had bases loaded with no outs in the bottom of the ninth against Aroldis Chapman. Then he got a strikeout, flyout, and strikeout to end the game. Winning pitcher Garrett Crochet with 11 Ks, no walks in his 7 2/3 innings. Detroit started the day winning its first of the best of three at Cleveland 2-1. Tarek Skubal with 14 strikeouts in his 7 2/3. Detroit scored two unearned runs. The Cubs beat the Padres 3-1, hitting back-to-back homers in the fifth inning, and the Dodgers took the late-night game 10-5 over Cincinnati, hitting five home runs, two from Shohei Ohtani. Winning pitcher Blake Snell with nine strikeouts in his seven innings. Dolphins wide receiver Tyreek Hill had surgery on his dislocated knee. Golden State re-signed forward Jonathan Kuminga, and in the WNBA, Las Vegas advanced to the finals with an overtime win against Indiana.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's 21 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock here on the Wake Up Crew. Glad you're with us this morning. And I'm looking for something here, fellas.
What would that be, John? Can we help you find it?
My October 1st script.
Oh, no. Well, we've got a little time to find that, don't we?
We do. We do. We do.
Yeah, I mean, we'll do celebrity or today in history in the next segment, right?
Yeah, I'm talking about
the
main script.
Oh, like it's Wednesday, October 1st, episode 1754.
Yeah, I don't seem to have that with me.
Okay.
Where did it go?
Well, do you want me to tell people about the Good Neighbor of the Day?
Oh, here it is. Never mind. I've got it.
Because there is a pronunciation on today's Good Neighbor of the Day. I hope you can read it. It's kind of small.
It is really small.
It's Raina.
Yeah.
Well, John's got bifocals. He can
see.
Yeah,
I can see.
Okay.
I'm getting old, but it's not that bad yet.
Well, that is like four-point font.
Well, let me first tell you that we're powered by Middle Tennessee Electric.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah, they do. Let's see. You can manage your power with the MyMTE app, track energy, pay bills, and more. MTE serving our community since 1936. Our good neighbor of the day is Raina Tracy. Today's SRM Concrete Good Neighbor of the Day for always giving of herself and is the best wife, grandmother, mother, and friend you could have. Raina Tracy is going to receive flowers from Jenny Harrison and the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS.
And our Good Neighbor of the Day is built by SRM Concrete, locally grown, nationally known, and supporting the neighbors who make Rutherford County strong. Text neighbor to 615-893-1450 to nominate a Good Neighbor of the Day, or go on over to WGNSradio.com/Good Neighbor.
Birthdays, anniversaries, those are free for you to call in, 615-893-1450, WGNSradio.com/birthdays. You can get them in that way as well. Got until about 7:30 to get them in. Song of the day coming up.
Today is National Homemade Cookie Day. So those of you out there, make yourself some cookies. Maybe get the kids involved. It's a nice family activity, making some cookies. For us, it always consisted of grabbing a pack from the refrigerator and tossing it onto a cookie tray.
Or getting your mother-in-law to make cookies.
Miss Polly sent me a birthday greeting. I almost sent back on Facebook, cookies.
just the cookie emoji.
Yeah. Anyway, our song of the day today is Pumped Up Kicks by Foster the People. Boy, this is truly misunderstood. People think it's a fun indie pop party song, but it's really actually about a school shooting told from the shooter's perspective.
It's wild because I remember hearing that about that's what the song was about, and it is like the catchiest song ever.
I know, it's I mean, about gunplay.
And he used to sing it as a kid, and I didn't know what it was about. I thought it was a fun indie pop song.
Oh, what a parent. 6:24 here on the Wake Up Crew.
The residents at Stones River Manor love the environment.
I just really like it. Of course, I'm in an apartment and I can come and go and do kind of what I want to.
Stones River Manor, serving the community since 1977.
My husband felt much better when he passed away that I was taken care of here. We got married in 58 and in 60 he went in the Air Force.
Stones River Manor in Murfreesboro, near the intersection of Haynes Drive and Memorial Boulevard.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all, illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart, and as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
Access Tennessee News, I'm Carlin Cochran. Nashville International Airport has released an initial report on the unprecedented traffic incident from earlier this month. The report finds that on September 15th, a surge in rideshare demand overwhelmed the ground transportation center, causing those major disruptions and triggering escalating emergency responses. Despite multiple interventions, including traffic control measures and police assistance, normal flow wasn't restored until 11:15 p.m. The airport says they are taking steps to prevent similar issues in the future. New developments in a story we brought to you yesterday. The Gatlinburg Bypass has reopened after crews worked for days to remove debris left behind by a landslide over the weekend. The Great Smoky Mountains National Park announced on Tuesday that the road had reopened after crews removed more than 140 truckloads of debris from the road. Crews also cleared adjacent ditches, drainages, and a culvert that were filled during the landslide. More news in 30 seconds.
You're invited to the National Banana Pudding Festival in Centerville, October 4th and 5th. Make plans to attend one of the South's favorite festivals. Sample varieties of our signature dish on the pudding path. Enjoy dozens of craft vendors, live music, and exciting contests. Advance tickets available now at bananapuddingfest.org. Mark your calendars for the National Banana Pudding Festival, October 4th and 5th in Centerville.
Renovation and restoration work continues inside the downtown branch of the Nashville Public Library after months of closure due to a fire that damaged the building and destroyed its adjacent parking garage at the beginning of the summer. Initially, library officials hoped to be able to reopen by the end of July, but that ended up not being the case. Planners still don't have a projected reopening date, but are committed to reopening as quickly and as safely as possible. Carlin Cochran, Access Tennessee News.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's 6:27 here on The Wake Up Crew, and at this time, I guess I need to announce that I am going to be going under the knife.
Oh, no.
For some surgery. For a hip replacement. I will be doing...
Hip replacement?
That's right, hip replacement.
What are they doing with the old one?
Doing like you do that counts, throwing a dumpster, I guess. But
little
anyway.
Did you know, John, I paid off the doctors, and I'm actually going to be performing your hip replacement surgery.
Just send me home now, Lord. I'll be doing this show from the morning. I'll be doing it from home. It's 6 o'clock in the morning, so you'll get to see Chipper again, like it did last time I was.
And you'll be a cyborg with a robot hip.
What's happening? I mean, all of a sudden, it's like, oh, by the way, I'm having hip replacement surgery. It just like came out of the blue.
Well, I did. I kind of wanted to surprise you because I know how you get.
I get pretty emotional.
You start. No, you don't. You go. Well, let me get your equipment.
Bring it up Saturday.
Yeah, and we'll go over it immediately and give you all the rules and regulations. But anyway, but that's just a little side note. I wanted to talk about. We're talking about cars this morning.
It's Car and Driver Radio or whatever. What's that show that we? The Drive.
Yeah, The Drive.
That's
yeah,
the show we have on Saturday.
That's a pretty good show.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
We haven't had it for 2 years, Dalton.
Really. Oh.
We have garage doors. We talk about garage doors.
We have garage doors.
Don't we? A1
yes,
garage?
That show is no longer being done.
That's a shame.
It was Car and Driver magazine, but now they're not doing it anymore. It was a good show. I liked it.
Darn.
Well, this is a list from caranddriver.com.
Ooh.
So
they have a .com. I don't think they do the magazine.
These are the top-selling cars of 2025.
Ooh, nice.
So far.
Top-selling. Okay.
Top-selling cars
Nissan
of 2025.
Rogue.
Yeah, maybe.
Probably so.
Coming in at number 25 on this list is the Tesla Model 3 with 80,000 units sold. That's an estimated number of units. At number 24, the Ford Escape at 82,000 units sold.
I can see that.
I had some good memories in one.
Number 23, this is a Nissan. Any guesses what model Nissan?
Is this SUVs or is it
it's
any
just cars?
Car?
Any car. Top selling cars.
The
Maxima.
Yeah.
Not the Maxima.
Sentra?
It is the Sentra at 85,000 units sold. Probably Maxima is a little higher.
Yeah.
Jeep Wrangler comes in at 22 with 85,000 units sold. The Ford Maverick comes in at 21 with 86,000 units sold. Kia Sportage at 87,000 units comes in at 20. The Subaru Crosstrek. That's a sharp little SUV.
Yes, it is.
That's Subaru Crosstrek.
Johnny B's got one. I like it.
And that's number 19, 90,000 units sold. Subaru Forester, 95,000 units sold at 18.
That's a good-looking SUV,
too. It is a good-looking one. The Jeep Grand Cherokee, which I think are a little ugly, but they're very functional.
Yeah.
Very functional cars. 99,000 units sold at number 17.
They handle well, though. I mean,
yeah,
they do handle well.
Ford Explorer, number 16.
That's old-timer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. 104,000 units sold there. Number 15, your boy or girl. It's a girl car. The Nissan Rogue. 109,000 units sold.
Right. Okay.
It's the lower boy.
It's up there.
The newer ones look very like rugged.
Yeah.
All the SUVs have gone to very like hunting trails and
that
stuff.
That evidently was after Brian brought his car. Okay, go ahead.
Hyundai Tucson comes in at number 14, 113,000 units sold.
Boy, I tell you, try to get into a Hyundai Tucson. Ooh.
You used to, that's what you used to have, right?
No, I did get in one, but it was.
It's really big too, isn't it?
You're a Hyundai guy now.
It's smaller.
Okay. You're all out on Hyundai now.
I'm pretty into Hyundai.
Chevy Trax, 119,000 units sold, comes in at number 13. The Toyota Corolla, 120,000 units sold at number 12.
Where are you now?
This will be number 11.
I'll do two real quick. No, do one more.
One more.
We'll do top 10.
Honda Civic, number 11. Yeah, 128,000 units sold.
That's an old standby.
See them all the time.
We'll have in a few minutes. We'll have the top 10 for you. Right now, it's time for Today in History.
Turn to turn your security.
In 1661, yachting begins. Well, that's all you had was a boat, so you had to.
Yeah, that's true.
I guess you had to do that.
I couldn't get to the button, so I had to do it myself.
Well, don't do it. Don't do it. You're hurting it.
Every time he does it, you look personally offended.
Yes. It just.
Well, it's always hard to do an impression of an impression.
I mean, it just boggles my mind. He keeps doing it. 1868, Little Women is published. 1903, the first baseball World Series game ever played. 1908, Henry Ford introduces the Model T car. Wonder how many sold. Oh, never mind. Just not on the list. 1933, New York Giants make no first downs, but still beat the Green Bay Packers 10-7. In 1955, Honeymooners premieres.
The Honeymooners with the stars Art Carney, Audrey Meadows.
You can still see that on MeTV. 1962, Johnny Carson hosts his first Tonight Show. Joan Crawford was his guest. That was 1962.
Wow.
And in 1962, Barbra Streisand signs her first recording contract. And in 1971, Walt Disney World opens in Bay Lake, Florida. That's Today in History. Coming up, we've got Brandon Brooks with Rewind. Much more to come here on The Wake Up Crew. It's 633.
This is CBS Rewind.
October 1st, 1971. Walt Disney World opens outside Orlando, Florida.
May Walt Disney World bring joy and inspiration.
5 years after Walt Disney died. That same day.
Will I never be to Spain?
The release of the Three Dog Night album, Harmony.
But I kinda like the music.
October 1st, 1982.
What sort of heroic idiot am I this time?
The release of the Peter O'Toole comedy,
A Musketeer Idiot.
My Favorite Year.
You couldn't have convinced me unless you had that courage. Nobody's that good an actor. I'm not an actor, I'm a movie star.
I'm Brandon Brooks.
What should you say?
And that's Rewind.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. If you're a renter, make sure you're protected. Renter's insurance includes options that cover stolen property, personal injury, and living expenses if your place is damaged. Quote renter's insurance at progressive.com.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Sunny for today. Highs top out near 88 degrees. Winds north-northeasterly, around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear skies, light winds, lows drop to 62. Thursday, lots more sunshine. Highs warm into the mid-80s. And then Thursday night, mostly clear with lows falling into the upper 50s. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 67.
Good morning. Cleanup continues here in Antioch on this terrible crash that happened around 2 a.m. this morning on 24 eastbound near Old Hickory Boulevard. So if you're leaving Nashville, headed towards Murfreesboro, give yourself a little bit of extra time to reroute traffic there on the OHB. Again, cleanup continues on this truck crash, 24 eastbound at Old Hickory Boulevard in the Antioch area as it gets heavier now. 65 southbound here at Trinity Lane. When you need dependable towing for your car or big truck, call STR Towing and Recovery right here in Middle Tennessee. I'm Commander Chug with your on-time traffic.
Good Neighbor Events is brought to you by America Pest Control, Old National Bank, and the law offices of John Day.
In today's changing world, you need a financial planner that you're comfortable with. Rely on the bonds that you've built with trusted friends at Old National Bank on Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard here in the borough. And if you just moved here, visit us and enjoy warm, homemade cookies.
Honey, the cookies are ready.
Like Grandma used to make. Old National Bank, we're better together.
2230 Dr. MLK Jr. Boulevard. Old National Bank, member FDIC.
WGNS encourages you to shop local. Let's patronize those local family businesses. Some great theater this weekend. The Mousetrap opens at the Art Center of Cannon County in neighboring Woodbury. It's an Agatha Christie murder mystery. Starts this weekend through October 11th at the Art Center of Cannon County. Oh, this weekend brings the International Food Festival to St. Luke Catholic Church. That's on the old Nashville Highway in Smyrna. This weekend. It's getting close to the end of the time you have to paint your bowl for Cookin' to Build. Cookin' to Build will be November 1st on the Murfreesboro Square. But part of that tradition is painting your bowl. Just drop by Color Me Mine anytime at your convenience now through October 15th. Don't let that slip away. The Red Cross is still critically low on blood, so please give the gift of life. Phone the Red Cross and make an appointment that fits your schedule. And don't miss the Farmer's Market on Tuesdays and Fridays from 7 in the morning until 1 in the afternoon. Those are WGNS Good Neighbor events.
This is Richard Parton, and I'd like to tell you about Adam's Place. We have been here 8 months, and at this point we have not even turned our stove on. No need. They come in every week and change your linen and clean your house, and it's just like a dream, like being on a cruise every day.
This is Terry Deal. Come tour Adam's Place and discover living a dream in your senior years.
Hey, Jim, where'd you source out those meters from?
Right out of my field. Still had mud on them this morning.
50 fresh, flavorful seasons at the Rutherford County Farmers Market, Lane Agri Park in Murfreesboro, on John R. Rice Boulevard.
The Rutherford County Farmers Market. No middlemen, just local hands and local dirt.
You know, everyone has a more. First, it's a pony. Then to be on the cheer squad. Your more grows up just like you do, but your more can still carry you away or make you cheer. At First Bank, banking local gets you more. More of our time, more access to local bankers, more flexibility, and more product choices. Because getting more empowered and confident helps you pursue your more that never grows old. First Bank. Bank local. Get more. Member FDIC.
America's Thrift Stores is now open at the corner of Middle Tennessee and MLK Jr. Boulevard. Whether you're thrifting for a one-of-a-kind statement piece, name-brand jeans, or just browsing for the thrill of the find, America's Thrift offers unbeatable value with prices up to 70% off retail. Don't miss the deals. Don't miss the fun. Come celebrate the grand opening of America's Thrift Stores in Murfreesboro. Visit americasthrift.com/Murfreesboro for all the details.
Looking for a lift kit for your truck or Jeep and need the right experts to install it? Look no further than Tire World. In Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Laverne.
Tire World, we keep your family rolling.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is The Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's time for the dad joke of the day. Wise guy.
6:39, and it's time for our final day of competition of dad jokes. Got it. So far, we're tied at 1-1.
We are. The rookie versus the one who's overstayed his welcome. Who's it going to be? Who's going to take it home? Who's going to be the winner?
Well, here we go. I think you go first this time, I believe.
Sure.
Okay.
Be glad to.
Oh, he's so confident. I love it.
You know, if I ever find the doctor who screwed up my limb replacement surgery, I'll kill him with my own bare hands.
That was a decent joke. I'm going to hold in laughter so we can build suspense.
Correct. What's Forrest Gump's email password?
I don't know.
1Forrest1. That wasn't my one I had originally picked either.
Oh, really?
I changed. Could I have made the wrong mistake? Yes.
I'm stalling for time.
It's okay.
Because we're going to give the final score when we come back.
Are you kidding me? Really?
CBS News Special Report. The first federal government shutdown in almost 7 years began at a minute past midnight. Republicans and Democrats are blaming each other after a GOP-backed funding plan failed to pass in the Senate.
Republicans are plunging America into a shutdown.
Minority Leader Chuck Schumer
Majority Leader John Thune.
You know, the only real victim here is the American people. This is so unnecessary.
As many as 750,000 federal workers could be furloughed each day. CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns.
In a shutdown, national parks and museums have to close. Social Security and Veterans Services could be delayed.
TSA agents and federal troops have to report to their jobs anyway, but they won't get paid. Tracy Riley volunteers at a VFW hall in New Orleans.
I believe that we're going to have families thrown into even more harsh poverty levels than the military currently has.
CBS News Special Report. I'm Deborah.
Now an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
Murfreesboro and Rutherford County are honoring the legacy of a devoted public servant while addressing a rising trend that's reshaping family life. K-9 Appy, a cherished member of the Rutherford County Sheriff's Office, passed away peacefully on Sunday, September 28th. Surrounded by family and fellow canine officers. Partnered with Deputy Sarah Blair since 2019, Appy served in the patrol division as a dual-purpose canine until his retirement in 2024. He earned several honors, including a Deputy of the Month Award and a Lifesavers Award for locating a suicidal individual. Beyond his law enforcement duties, Appy was a beloved community ambassador, participating in children's demonstrations and connecting with residents across Rutherford County. In retirement, he battled degenerative myelopathy with support from Project K-9 Hero, ensuring his final chapter was met with care and dignity. Meanwhile, in Murfreesboro, local seniors and their families are adapting to a new growing national trend, multi-generational living. According to Pew Research, nearly 60 million Americans now live in a multi-adult household, with the number of seniors residing with adult children rising from 7% in 1995 to an estimated 18% today. The St. Clair Street Senior Center in downtown Murfreesboro is addressing this shift through educational programs and community support. Laura Grissom, the center's health and wellness coordinator, emphasized the emotional and financial benefits of such living arrangements. To support local seniors further, the center is also hosting its annual Health Expo this Thursday, October 2nd, from 8 a.m. until noon, offering free health resources and information for Murfreesboro residents. That's all for now. I'm Dalton Barrett, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Bigger isn't always better. When it comes to your financial institution, don't send your money to some far-off bank in another state. At Heritage South Community Credit Union, we help when others won't. We've been serving our community since 1957 and are still locally owned and operated in Middle Tennessee. If you're tired of talking to artificial intelligence and computer screens and branches, give Heritage South a try. Learn more at heritagesouth.org. Insured by NCUA.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all, illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart, and as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
Donating is easy at America's Thrift Stores. They're proud to partner with Make-A-Wish Middle Tennessee to help grant life-changing wishes for local children battling critical illnesses. When you donate gently used clothing and household items, you're giving more than stuff. You're giving hope. Every donation helps Make-A-Wish bring joy to a child right here in Middle Tennessee. Drop off donations today at the new location in Murfreesboro at the corner of Middle Tennessee and MLK Jr. Boulevard. Learn more at americasthrift.com/Murfreesboro.
Turn to Turner Security.
Hey, it's Brian, and we've relied on Turner Security for systems here at WGNS and Big G TV for many years. Their advanced security solutions with real-time monitoring and automation keep us safe. Plus, their expert IT service ensures our tech runs smoothly, from networks, computers, to troubleshooting. Their team tailors solutions to our needs, and I highly recommend them for home or business solutions for you.
Turn to Turner Security.
Hi, my name is Diane Davenport. There are many reasons why I love Adams Place.
One reason that we wanted to move here was to make it easier for our children. My husband and I know we are getting older and things do happen. And you need to make these choices and come before an emergency occurs. And then come and have the good life when you get here.
This is Terry Deal. Come tour Adams Place and discover living a dream in your senior years on Memorial across from Walmart. Call us at 615-904-9111.
At Access Tennessee News, I'm Carlin Cochran. The Tennessee Bureau of Investigation has a new crime-fighting dog. Marvel, a 17-month-old black lab, is trained to sniff out hidden electronic devices like flash drives and microSD cards. He'll work statewide focusing on internet crimes against children and replaces the TBI's first electronic detection canine, Zeus. Marvel will also serve as a comfort companion for officers, victims, and the public. The TBI says he'll help uncover key evidence and support those impacted by crime. U.S. airlines are warning of major travel disruptions if the government shuts down at midnight Wednesday. Air traffic controllers and TSA agents would still work without pay, raising concerns about delays and longer airport lines. Airlines for America, representing carriers like American and Delta, said the system may need to slow down. A 2019 shutdown saw a spike in worker absences, and with a shortage of 3,000 air traffic controllers today, the industry fears even worse impacts. Talks in Washington have stalled with time running out. More news in 30 seconds.
You're invited to the National Banana Pudding Festival in Centerville, October 4th and 5th. Make plans to attend one of the South's favorite festivals. Sample varieties of our signature dish on the pudding path. Enjoy dozens of craft vendors, live music, and exciting contests. Advance tickets available now at bananapuddingfest.org. Mark your calendars for the National Banana Pudding Festival, October 4th and 5th in Centerville.
Three men are behind bars after a drug bust in Decatur County. TBI agents and local law enforcement raided homes in Parsons and Decaturville, seizing meth, marijuana, Xanax, and drug paraphernalia. Bart McPeak and Douglas Greer are both facing drug trafficking charges and are being held on $25,000 bond. Charles Smith Jr. faces similar charges plus possession of Xanax. He is being held without bond. Authorities say the investigation is ongoing. Carlin Cochran, Access Tennessee News.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's 6:48 here on a Wednesday. It's hump day. Please be sure to be careful out there when you're driving. I don't know what the weather's going to be like today. I haven't looked it up.
Nice.
Nice?
Mm-hmm.
Going to be nice?
Mm-hmm.
All right, it's going to be nice out there.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we've got to take care of the competition, our dad joke competition, and in all rights, you should win because you're an experienced dad jokester. So
I have no feeling how this is going
to
go.
Oh, I do.
I've tried to keep it.
It's very
suspenseful. I know how it's going to go.
You do?
Yeah, I feel it. Yeah. The winner is
a fair competition.
Uh-oh.
between both parties here. This was a tough call. That's why I wanted to stall, get a little extra time to think about it.
Yeah.
But I do believe.
Wait.
Oh, we're offering bribes. I'm not accepting the bribes.
Oh.
I'm gonna give it to Brian Barrett.
Ooh, in your face!
Of the three.
I'm just kidding.
Once again, very close, barely edged it out there.
But you didn't really care, did you?
No, I didn't.
I've never seen somebody so happy in my life. In fact, that's the happiest I've ever seen him.
That's true.
It's just like he won the lottery.
I think he was happier than when I was born.
Oh. And he was taunting me. He's like, I won the lottery. Oh, my. Oh, geez. Oh,
wow.
That's pretty good. I forgot what we were going to talk about here in this segment.
We've got our top 10 cars.
That's right. There you go. Okay. All right. Congratulations, Brian.
Thanks, man.
Okay.
What does that mean?
All right. Top 10 cars left.
These are the top 10 selling
and
cars.
The Nissan Rogue was 15th, right?
Yeah, it was down.
That was very good. Yeah. I think that's real good. Yeah.
We have a Santa Fe, so we're looking for a Santa Fe.
No, we're not really looking for it. I don't think it'll be in there.
I don't want a bunch of people to drive my car.
No, I don't either.
Yeah.
I did have a teenage girl come up to me at church the other day and said, I love your car.
Wow. Yeah.
My little sister drives one.
Yeah, that's right.
She I love the color of your car.
Yeah.
I do like the color.
Dark gray. Yeah.
Coming in at number 10, the Chevy Equinox with 129,000 units sold.
You know, I've always loved that car.
It's a sharp little, yeah. It's a sharp little
yeah.
SUV.
Yeah.
Number 9 on the list, 130,000 units sold, the trusty Toyota Tacoma.
Oh, yeah. Here we go with the Toyotas and the Hondas. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
I didn't expect the Tacoma to make the list, but it did. 130,000 units sold.
Oh, I did. It's one of the top sellers, I thought. I thought it'd be higher than that, really.
Number 8, the Tesla Model Y. That's their car, their sedan, with 146,000 units sold, estimated. Mm-hmm. Number 7, the Toyota Camry. 155,000 units sold.
Very reliable.
Another truck here, number 6, GMC Sierra, which have had a little bit of a resurgence.
Yes,
I've
have.
Seen a lot of those lately. 166,000 units sold. Number 5, probably the truck, the pickup truck I see the most often here, specifically.
Ford F-150.
No. The Ram 1400 pickup truck. I see those everywhere.
There are people that hate Rams, they hate Dodges, but they're sellers.
They're sellers. They're sharp-looking trucks,
yeah.
I think, is why.
The F-150 probably is number one.
It might be. Number 4, the Honda CR-V, 212,000 units sold.
Overrated.
See those a lot. Number 3
I don't like the CR-Vs. They're too small. They used to be nice, but I think they've gotten too small. Go ahead.
This was your guess for number 1. The Toyota RAV4, 239,000 units sold.
Woo, probably should have got you one of them.
Mm-hmm. Number 2, the Chevy Silverado, 283,000 units sold. Any guess on the number 1 vehicle, number 1 car?
Ford F-150?
I would think.
It is the Ford F-Series. They're including the F-150, F-250, and 350 all together. But that comes in at 399,819 units sold, number 1.
People who can't afford a Toyota RAV4 get a Rogue. A Rogue is a very similar car, and it's about 10 grand less.
And Nissans are.
I'm not in love with the RAV4. I mean, it's okay. I mean, it's a fine car.
I'm surprised the Nissan Frontier wasn't on the list. I see a lot of those.
Yeah, but they quit making them for a while, you know? Uh-huh. They quit making the Frontier, so they've just kind of made a comeback, so they probably haven't sold as many.
The newer body style of them I like a lot. It's a sharp looking little truck.
So it's Sentry and Rogue for Nissan, and the RAV4, the Tacoma for Toyota, and
Corolla.
The Corolla, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well, we've got some congratulations to the Ford F1 models. Okay. We've got birthdays here for October 1st.
For anybody in the audience who's got a birthday today, happy birthday to you.
1881, William Boeing, American aviation pioneer who founded the Boeing Company.
Boing.
1910, Bonnie Parker, outlaw the Bonnie and Clyde fame. 1924, Jimmy Carter, American politician, 39th U.S. president. 1930, Richard Harris, Irish actor and A Man Called Horse, and MacArthur Park, singer. The longest song in history. 1935, Julie Andrews, British actress and singer.
A spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down.
And our local birthdays today, Greg Maples, Ron Ekbari, Jack Stevens Jr., and Christopher Chenoweth. Happy birthday from WGNS.
If you want to add to our list, call or text 615-893-1450. Join us on the Slick Pig Barbecue Birthday Club.
All right, coming up is the weather, our last look.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Sunny for today. Highs top out near 88 degrees. Winds north-northeasterly, around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear skies, light winds, lows drop to 62. Thursday, lots more sunshine. Highs warm into the mid-80s. And then Thursday night, mostly clear with lows falling into the upper 50s. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 67.
No middlemen, no mystery, just fresh picked produce straight from the Tennessee dirt to your dinner table.
Rutherford County Farmers Market,
where our family feeds your family.
Rutherford County Farmers Market, there's something fresh every week. Tuesdays and Fridays, 7 to 1 on John R. Rice Boulevard.
Good morning. Cleanup continues out here in Antioch on a very serious crash that happened around 2 a.m. this morning. It's in the eastbound lanes of I-24 near Old Hickory Boulevard. Again, that's out here in Antioch. If you're leaving Nashville, headed towards Murfreesboro on 24 going eastbound. They're rerouting you there off onto OHP. It's causing some delays out here in rush hour traffic, but it's in the eastbound lanes of I-24 here in Antioch at Old Hickory Boulevard. When you need dependable towing for your car or truck, call STR Towing and Recovery right here in Middle Tennessee. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
WGNS is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. MTE's EV Ready program provides members with $50 in bill credits toward the installation of wiring to support 240-volt charging in their garages. Learn more at driveev.com.
Hi, I am Tina. You never know what you may find at the Habitat Restore.
Hi, I'm Wendy.
Hey, this is Rocky. You never know what you'll find at the Habitat Restore.
Shopping at the Restore.
Do you want lights?
You can't believe the lights we have at the Restore.
Oh, yes, sir. We have lighting.
Chandeliers, pendants, flesh mounts, table lamps.
Just come down and take a look.
Shopping at the Restore.
Shop? Yeah.
We're hiring at the Habitat Restore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for more information.
America's Thrift Stores is now open at the corner of Middle Tennessee and MLK Jr. Boulevard. Whether you're thrifting for a one-of-a-kind statement piece, name-brand jeans, or just browsing for the thrill of the find, America's Thrift offers unbeatable value with prices up to 70% off retail. Don't miss the deals. Don't miss the fun. Come celebrate the grand opening of America's Thrift Stores in Murfreesboro. Visit americasthrift.com/Murfreesboro.
Got time for Tate? Well, apparently so does Time Magazine. Yeah, they're out with the next 100 list, spotlighting who they call the world's most influential rising stars. Tate McRae made the cut, along with Gracie Abrams and Oscar nominee Monica Barbaro from A Complete Unknown. Swift Watch, as you know, officially happening with Taylor Swift's The Life of a Showgirl out Friday. There'll be a theatrical event, too, that'll premiere the video for The Fate of Ophelia, the first track, but you don't need a ticket. The official Taylor Nation account posting on Instagram says the video and lyric video will drop on YouTube this Sunday at 7 p.m. Get ready. For CBS Entertainment, I'm Matt Wolf.
Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive can help you protect your home, auto, boat, motorcycle, ATV, and RV, and more. And if something wasn't mentioned that you had in mind, find out if it can be covered at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE, because it probably can be.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
6:58, you're listening here to The Wake Up Crew. We're closing out for a little bit, but we'll be back around 7:11. And Raina Tracy is today's SRM Concrete Good Neighbor of the Day for always giving of herself and is the best wife, grandmother, mother, and friend you could have. Raina Tracy is going to receive flowers from the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS.
And our Good Neighbor of the Day is built by SRM Concrete, locally grown and nationally known, supporting the neighbors who make Rutherford County strong. You can text the word neighbor to 615-893-1450 to nominate a Good Neighbor of the Day, or go to WGNSradio.com/good neighbor.
Don't forget your birthdays and anniversaries. You can get those into us this morning as well at 615-893-1450. In an hour, we're going to, you know, announce everything. So you got about half an hour to get them in. On the Wake Up Crew, brought to you by America's Thrift Stores, open now on MLK Jr. Boulevard. Browse standout pieces or snag brand name steals at up to 70% off retail. A new store every day you walk in at America's Thrift Store on MLK Jr. Boulevard.
And we're coming up with the news at 7 o'clock.
Portions of our programming have been pre-recorded.
The Good Neighbor Network. WGNS, Murfreesboro, Smyrna. Flagship station for MTSU sports. Courthouse clock time, 7 o'clock.
Government shutdown.
The only real victim here is the American people. This is so unnecessary.
Workers furloughed.
Laying off a lot of people that are going to be very affected.
Prescription drug tariffs.
It does not include generic pharmaceuticals.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. It's the first government shutdown in nearly 7 years, as lawmakers and President Trump could not reach a spending deal. By one estimate, up to 750,000 workers could be furloughed each day. Here's CBS's Nancy Cordes.
After Congress failed to reach a deal last night, tens of thousands of federal workers will be furloughed without pay. Workers deemed essential, like air traffic controllers and members of the military, will stay on the job, though they won't get paid for now either.
Most TSA officers live paycheck to paycheck.
Aaron Barker works for TSA in Atlanta.
If it gets to that point where officers can't afford to come in or have to make a decision whether to purchase medication, pay daycare, or put gas in the car, they're going to have to make that hard decision, and no one really wants to do that.
They may have to, because late last night, a funding bill did not pass the Senate. It needed 8 Democrats. It got 3. Democrats were holding out for an extension of Obamacare premium subsidies and changes to Medicaid.
Despite the shutdown, mail deliveries will continue and Social Security payments will go out. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
The most direct impact are federal workers, in the military, these workers, people who are deemed essential, who have to show up to work and not get paid. I can't put a finer point on this, that the personal financial lives of these people has been upended, and it's intense. So with hundreds of thousands of people being out of work, some being forced to go to work without pay, it could cause a little bit of a dent in the economy.
The Federal Bureau of Investigation is bracing for the loss of hundreds of employees because of buyouts and recent firings. CBS News Justice Department correspondent Scott McFarland.
You're losing experience in the world of the FBI. It's no small fee to pay. But there's also the matter of where the remaining employees are going to be. The FBI has been unequivocal. They want to move people out of Washington into field offices. They want them in Milwaukee and Memphis, and they want them in the Northeast and Southwest, not here in Washington.
This morning, new tariffs on imported prescription drugs are taking effect. Some of those taxes are at 100%. CBS Money Watch correspondent Kelly O'Grady.
The pharma industry warns it could mean higher prices for Americans, but analysts that we've spoken to suggest the impact won't be that large for 3 reasons. First, the tariff won't hit generic drugs, which account for more than 90% of medications in the U.S. Additionally, deals with the European Union and Japan, of course, both major sources of pharmaceuticals, that caps tariffs on most drugs at 15%. Finally, any company that has broken ground or is in construction at a U.S. manufacturing facility is exempt. Now, one company doing just that is Pfizer.
Israel's defense minister has issued what's been labeled a last warning for Gaza City residents to flee. The Red Cross said today that intensified military operations had forced it to temporarily suspend its activities in Gaza City. Hurricane Imelda is moving away from the East Coast, but still causing trouble. 15-foot waves along the North Carolina coast destroyed at least 5 homes. CBS News meteorologist Rob Marciano.
Coastal flood warnings, high surf advisories, and not just for the Outer Banks of North Carolina, South Carolina as well. Matter of fact, we've got some surf advisories and coastal flood statements all the way up from Maine down into parts of Florida. Wave action is going to continue 10, 12 footers at times, even up through parts of New Jersey, a Block Island, Narragansett, you might get it as well.
Imelda is a threat for Bermuda, which got wind and rain from Hurricane Umberto. 4 minutes after the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Prosecutors are urging a New York federal judge to send Sean Diddy Combs to prison for more than 11 years. They filed their sentencing recommendation along with letters from some of his accusers describing how his actions have impacted their lives. Sentencing is Friday. Georgia police say Tyrese Gibson failed to turn himself in late last week after an arrest warrant was issued for cruelty to animals. Authorities say the actor's 4 dogs mauled and killed a neighbor's dog. Amid criticism from many economists, the White House has withdrawn its nominee to head the Bureau of Labor Statistics. Here's CBS's Michael Wallace.
President Trump tapped conservative economist E.J. Antoni for the job in August after firing Erica McIntarfer, whom Trump had accused of rigging jobs numbers to make him look bad. The White House isn't saying why it withdrew Antoni's nomination, but says Trump will announce a new nominee soon. For now, the bureau is being led by Deputy Commissioner William Wiatrowski. In fact, he's the only person working there now that the government has shut down. Everyone else was furloughed.
Overseas, German police closed the Oktoberfest grounds in Munich for a search after a bomb threat that's believed to have been linked to an explosion in the city that killed one person in a residential building. Now to the Philippines, where a scramble is on to find survivors trapped in collapsed homes and businesses after a magnitude 6.9 earthquake. At least 69 people are known dead. A Las Vegas win over Indiana last night propelled the Aces into the WNBA Finals against Phoenix, but comments off the court are making news.
The real threat to our league isn't money, it isn't ratings, or even missed calls, or even physical play. It's the lack of accountability from the league office.
Minnesota Lynx star Nafisa Collier said the league has the worst leadership in the world, and she revealed private conversations with WNBA Commissioner Kathy Engelbert. Engelbert says she has respect for Collier and is committed to her job. Two late-night targets of President Trump teamed up last night twice. Jimmy Kimmel, who survived a suspension, was on Stephen Colbert's CBS Late Show.
They say, listen, we want to take the temperature down. We're concerned about what you're going to say tonight. And we decided that the best route is to take the show off the air tonight. That's what I said. I started booing.
And Colbert was on ABC's Jimmy Kimmel Live.
I walk into the apartment, and she goes, what happened? Did you get canceled?
No.
Yep.
Really?
I said, yes, I did.
Time on the roundup, 8 past the hour.
There's nothing like when you get that part from eBay, and it just fits. Yeah, the first time. So you can do less of this and get right back to more of this. At eBay, you'll find all the parts you need, guaranteed to fit, at prices you'll love. Sounds good, doesn't it? eBay. Things people love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Go from daydreamer to industry leader with Amazon Business. From office supplies to IT essentials, Amazon Business provides tools that help you save costs and make insight-based decisions. Learn how to bring your visions to life at AmazonBusiness.com.
Check engine or ABS light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now you're up to date on the latest national news. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News Radio. More local news, traffic, weather, and fun continues with the Wake Up Crew here on News Radio WGNS.
Moving along with more information straight ahead and some conversation as well with the Wake Up Crew. I'm Brian Barrett, joined by John Dinkins and Dalton Barrett here at 7:09. Let's get a quick check of traffic and weather together, brought to you by locally owned Toots.
When we started our flagship restaurant on Broad Street, who would have known we'd have grown and touched each four corners of Rutherford County? Now we have locations in South Murfreesboro, Smyrna, West Murfreesboro, and the original on 860 Northwest Broad Street.
Swing by one of our four locations after a game for some good food and fun.
Thank you, Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Rutherford County.
Thank you to our patrons and customers.
Thank you.
Good food and fun.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Sunny for today. Highs top out near 88 degrees. Winds north-northeasterly around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear skies. Light winds. Lows drop to 62. Thursday, lots more sunshine. Highs warm into the mid-80s. And then Thursday night, mostly clear with lows falling into the upper 50s. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 66.
The Rutherford County Farmers Market Difference.
You want to know what our chickens eat or how our lettuce is grown?
Or maybe about our corn or our maters. Just ask.
Your farmers right there at the booth. That's the Rutherford County Farmers Market Difference.
John R. Rice Boulevard at the Lane Agri Park, celebrating 50 years.
Good morning, Charlie. Cleaning up this nasty wreck that's been out here since 2 a.m. this morning on 24 eastbound near Old Hickory Boulevard here in Antioch. Again, we're hoping they're going to open this up sooner than later and get things moving, but it's been a mess as they've been rerouting traffic off 24 onto Old Hickory Boulevard. It gets in the eastbound lanes, again, because it's heavy there, of course, westbound this time of the morning with some rubbernecking going up through there on 24 right now at Old Hickory Boulevard out here in Antioch. When you need dependable towing for your car or truck, call STR Towing and Recovery. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Clark's Auction Company will get you top dollar for your property.
Whether you're buying or selling your home or commercial property, the auction is just so much easier, quicker, smoother.
My wife and I sold our personal home. The house brought about 20% more than we were going to ask for.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
Good morning, Rutherford County. This is the Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name. And they're always glad you came.
It's the second hour of the Wake Up Crew, brought to you by America's Thrift Stores. It is a brand new month. Can you smell it? Smells like pumpkin spice. October 1st, episode 1754. So glad you're along with us on a Wednesday.
Hump day.
And we're just days away from fall break. It starts, well, really after school on Friday, right? But we've got 3 days until Friday, three full school days, and then it's fall break. That's why we have a double dip this week on State Farm Prep Football. Tomorrow night, Blackman is at Stewart's Creek. It's a big one. And then Friday, Eagleville versus Moore County, both region tilts. Looking forward to going out there and having a big old baked potato at Eagleville.
They have baked potatoes at Eagleville.
I think they do, right? Don't they have baked
potatoes? That's right, yeah.
Concession stand?
Nice. Bologna sandwiches, fried bologna.
That's right.
Yeah, good stuff.
Who else had fried bologna? Was it...
You get a lot of variety at baseball games.
Uh-huh. Is it MTCS who does fried bologna at theirs?
Yes.
For baseball?
Mm. I believe that is right. I do know that. Or they did.
Eagleville does it too.
Mm-hmm. And they'll make a fried egg for you.
Well, I don't know about that.
They did at MTCS when I went.
Did they? You could get cheese sticks at Riverdale.
Mm.
Baseball. That was my favorite. Yeah. This weekend, no MTSU or Tennessee football. But you do have Vanderbilt at Alabama, so that ought to be fun. And that's it. That's all I have for you.
What about our song of the day?
Oh, yeah, thanks. Thanks for that reminder.
You're welcome.
We do have the song of the day, and this is a song that I only know because Dalton used to sing it a lot. Got a very good beat to it. I like that part.
Very catchy song. It was very popular when it came out. It was always on the radio and all that kind of stuff back in the day.
So this is Pumped Up Kicks from Foster the People. And it's misunderstood because a lot of people think it's a fun indie pop song, party song. But it's really a song about a school shooting told from the shooter's perspective. So
this song came out in 2010.
So it's probably the only...
years ago.
Only 2010 song that I know, probably.
Probably so.
So there you go. Song of the day. So.
Isn't that crazy? 2010 was 15 years ago?
That is nuts.
I know. So, because I still think like 1995 is like not that long ago, but it's 30 years ago.
Yeah.
30. What else is crazy is that by the end of this month, high school football regular season will be over, and will be Halloween and trick-or-treating, and then it's playoffs, and then basketball starts next month.
Yeah, I'm hoping I'll be out of the hospital and be able to get back to those last few football games.
But you do want to be back for basketball.
I do. Well, yeah.
You like basketball.
Going to go see the granddaughter, too.
Yeah.
So, Buffalo Bill take care of me.
Buffalo Bill.
I like that.
Buffalo Bill Hockenberry. Yeah.
Mm.
I've got a name for him.
I don't want to hear that.
You're going to like it.
Am I?
It's
give it a chance, Brian.
I'm being
not
serious.
Not everything is negative.
The Long Stander.
I like it.
It's pretty good.
Do you really?
It's pretty good. Because we made a big deal about it a couple years ago. We were putting together a plaque, and he realized that he's been doing sports here longer than anyone. Total career length.
I guess that's right now, yeah.
So, the Long
Time
Stander.
For another plaque.
I did recently.
We had one for you, and it wasn't the old pro, because that's Dick Palmer. But I can't remember what it was now.
I don't think you could put it on a plaque. What they call what they called me.
Like some, not to put on a plaque, but just something to say.
The,
you know,
grizzled,
like they call,
the grizzled veteran?
Wow. I don't think it was that.
No, it wasn't that. I'm nothing. I'm nothing here.
But we couldn't think of one for you, and I thought of it recently. You're the Long Stander. Buffalo Bill and the Long Stander, Brian Barrett.
Catchy.
Sounds like I need a mask, you know. Like the Lone Ranger.
Oh.
You the need Long Stander.
You need a mask, but not to be the Lone
That'd
Ranger.
That'd be you, John. You could be the Lone Ranger.
That'd be Tonto.
Oh, wow.
I can't be the Lone
Ranger. You can during
baseball
season.
He's number one.
During baseball
season? No, not anymore. He does that, too. He's head of that, too. He's taking over everything.
I'm not.
Yeah, he does. He takes over everything.
The Long Stander, Brian.
And he can't remember. But the thing that irritates me about Brian, he can't remember anything that he said that, you know. Now, who does the – how many innings do you do this time? How many innings? I'm just going to – you got it. You just take it. I don't want to – think for you anymore.
That was 2 years ago.
I'm so tired. I'm so tired of it. He doesn't know when the coaches show. He doesn't know week from week.
He does not know the coaches show rotation.
No,
and I think you said something to him because now he asked me, and I'm not paying attention to that. I'm producing.
I know. I know exactly. I know exactly who does
what. Well, really, someone needs to just do that instead of me doing it.
And sometimes he comes in on a Saturday morning and asks. He'll say, "Now, who's doing what today?"
I usually have it done before Saturday because I print.
Because
it off
he's asked me with the text every Wednesday. Now, who's this? What rotation is this? You know, I go, "Well, it's, you know," and
we can blame Danny for that though.
Sometimes he even questions me. You know, he even like, "Are you sure?
You sure?" Well,
yeah.
Can we just blame Danny? Danny messed it up. He was out a week.
It does get confusing when people are out. Good luck for the next 2 or 3 weeks. I don't know when I'm going in for surgery, though, fellas. It could be a couple of weeks.
It could be a couple months.
Yeah. I might make it through football season.
Could be another year or two.
No, it won't be that long. She wanted to get it done as soon as possible. He does.
And I'm doing the surgery. I paid him. Go in there with a scalpel and just...
Well, I guess we'll have to find another guy to take my place on the show because I'll be dead.
Nah, we'll keep you alive. It's just hip surgery.
Does this go there? No, it's the femur.
Now, it may not work afterwards. Your leg may be like this.
My brother-in-law gave me some fine advice the other day. Oh, it's okay. Surgery won't be bad. They did it on my 87-year-old dad. He died. You know, I went, thanks.
On that note, here's sports.
This is News Radio WGNS, Primetime Sports.
Sponsored by the law offices of John Day.
From the Fox Sports studios in Los Angeles, here's Steve DeSager.
The Red Sox beat the Yankees in New York in their wild card opener 3-1. The Yankees had bases loaded with no outs in the bottom of the ninth against Aroldis Chapman. Then he got a strikeout, flyout, and strikeout to end the game. Winning pitcher Garrett Crochet with 11 Ks, no walks in his 7 2/3 innings. Detroit started the day winning its first of the best of three at Cleveland 2-1. Tarek Skubal with 14 strikeouts in his 7 2/3. Detroit scored 2 unearned runs. The Cubs beat the Padres 3-1, hitting back-to-back homers in the fifth inning, and the Dodgers took the late-night game 10-5 over Cincinnati, hitting 5 home runs, 2 from Shohei Ohtani. Winning pitcher Blake Snell with 9 strikeouts in his 7 innings. Dolphins wide receiver Tyreek Hill had surgery on his dislocated knee. Golden State re-signed forward Jonathan Kuminga, and in the WNBA, Las Vegas advanced to the finals with an overtime win against Indiana.
McCabe Vision Center.
That's what it is cataracts, because it's sort of like a film or He's the eye doctor you hear on the radio.
How did you know something was going on?
I had problems driving at night. If I was hitting oncoming traffic, it blinded me, essentially. I had trouble seeing people's features if they were standing with the light behind them.
McCabe Vision Center.
I don't wear my glasses anymore. This is amazing for me because I've worn glasses since junior high, and now I don't have to.
America's Thrift Stores is now open at the corner of Middle Tennessee and MLK Junior Boulevard. Whether you're thrifting for a one-of-a-kind statement piece, name-brand jeans, or just browsing for the thrill of the find, America's Thrift offers unbeatable value with prices up to 70% off retail. Don't miss the deals. Don't miss the fun. Come celebrate the grand opening of America's Thrift Stores in Murfreesboro. Visit americasthrift.com/Murfreesboro for all the details.
Come tour Adams Place and discover living a dream in your senior years.
You don't have to go out and mow the yard. You don't have to rake the leaves. You don't have to wash the car. You don't have to do anything you don't want to.
You do not have the responsibility of your house, worrying about getting shrubbery trimmed, getting a new roof, paying your taxes. All of that is behind you.
This is Terry Deal. Come tour Adams Place and discover living a dream in your senior years. On Memorial across from Walmart.
This is a paid legal ad.
When a family member is lost as a result of someone else's negligence, the grief can be unbearable. It also leaves you with a lot of questions like, how did this happen? Who's responsible? And is my family going to be okay? That's a lot to go through, but with the law offices of John Day on your side, you don't have to go through any of it alone. We understand what you're going through, and we have the experience to get the answers, justice, and compensation your family deserves. Call the law offices of John Day.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
7:22 our time, and you're listening into The Wake Up Crew.
And now, it's time for Random Questions with your host, John Dinkins.
And welcome again to another edition of Random Questions. John Dinkins, your host, is back. It's kind of like what happened on Wheel of Fortune. I gave it up for a while, but I'm back because ratings were so low. No, I'm just kidding. Did a great job, Dalton. Question Thanks, number Sean. One for you two today. Be honest with these questions, these answers, too.
Okay? I always am.
He
just doesn't answer.
Do you vote in every election?
I do not. I try to, but I work 7 days a week, so sometimes I don't make it to the polls.
Brian?
I do, and I work a lot.
Because he's a good citizen.
Yeah.
They've made early voting very easy around
here.
He's
going to be in a campaign one day. I see him as a councilman one day. Brian Barrett, councilman.
I think so. Mm. I think when he finally steps away from radio, it'll be for politics.
Yeah, I do too.
He'll be president one day.
Conservative.
With the way trends are now, he's still young.
Oh yeah,
for a
he's
president.
A baby.
Yeah.
All right. Do you think there is always something to be thankful for?
Yes.
Yeah, I guess so.
Oh, there's always something.
There's always something.
Yeah. Ladybug.
Oh yes, of course. Yeah.
And that goes back to the whole look on the bright side, which you have to train yourself to do. Like if you have resolved that you'll never be able to buy a house and you'll never be able to afford it ever.
Which leads to this question: do you consider you an optimist or a pessimist?
I try to be an optimist, but I'm not. I'm pessimistic by nature, but I try to make myself look positive. At things,
I would think clearly an optimist.
No, you are the
he
reason
said that with
that
such
I'm
conviction.
A pessimist.
He says that with such conviction.
You made me a pessimist.
I think he is an optimist himself.
He's optimistic about himself.
But he's pessimistic about anything else you're doing. You know, like things aren't going to work out or, you know, are you sure about that kind of thing?
And always looks at the negative. I mean, I remember growing up, it was always any time, you know, I didn't text him back for an hour. I thought you were dead.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's just how he is.
Well, look at his attitude toward Christmas birthdays.
It's true.
Or anything else that has to spend money.
Uh-huh.
How do you feel about the statement, home is where the heart is? Brian, we'll start with you.
I love my home.
I can't afford to buy one, so it doesn't matter.
But you have your
yes,
home is
I have
with
a
Megan.
Home. Yes, home is where your heart is.
Your heart is with her.
Yes, I also like.
I'll try to fill in the blanks for him to help him out. She's the love of your life.
Yes, correct. Okay.
All you gotta do is nod.
And my dog.
You don't even have to talk. Just nod.
And the dog.
Yeah. One is one thing you thought existed but doesn't. This is thought provoking.
That's an interesting question.
What is one thing you thought existed but doesn't?
Mm.
Wonder Man.
Spaceships?
Spaceships.
People who are good at everything. Like, I thought there's got to be at least one person who's good at everything, but there's not. Everybody has weaknesses.
Everybody has a weakness. just look at this show.
I was putting
you
my
missed
hand
him.
Up.
He was raising his hand.
What creative source or outlet do you often visit to get fresh ideas or renew your creativity?
Like something you do kind of thing?
Mm-hmm.
I still do a little bit of Photoshop design work, that kind of stuff.
Internet searching.
Yeah.
That kind of gives you a little bit.
Audio editing. Do a lot of that. Try to be creative in that.
Oh, yeah. You do a really good job at that.
The dad joke. Reject.
Wait, hit the bell. That's another audio. No, yeah.
Oh,
gosh. He won't let anybody touch it. What do you need to learn to make time for?
Existing.
Just existing?
Yeah, just existing. You need to make time for hobbies. I'm going to go ahead and answer for you. You need a hobby and you need friends. You need to learn how to make time for friends. You're welcome.
In fact, being a pessimist, your life is pretty miserable. Take that, optimist. Oh, gosh, that was kind of a...
It was kind of cold.
Yeah.
Optimus Prime.
What are your bad habits? Like biting your fingernails or... You know?
I definitely bite my fingernails. I'm a procrastinator, so I work on that. That's a bad habit.
Hmm. You want to answer this one for me, too?
No, I'll leave this one up to you.
I don't bite my fingernails.
Judging people.
Oh.
Not cleaning your bathroom.
Yeah, not cleaning your bathroom.
That's a bad habit.
Okay. It's just mine.
You need to learn how to cook.
You know what I don't like about it? He's kind of sloppy, but he's neat.
Yes.
Does that make sense?
Yeah,
he's organized sloppy.
He's organized, but he's sloppy.
He knows where everything is, but you wouldn't want to go into his room or anything like that, you know? Oh, it's hanging over there by the shower curtain. Okay.
Shower curtain's black with mold.
I don't know that we're going to have more time for this, but what's the biggest personal change you've ever made?
That's hard. I'm trying to be more positive. I don't know that I've succeeded, but I'm working on it.
No, you haven't. You?
Probably that 100 pounds or so that I lost that time.
Yeah, always fighting that, bro.
Yeah, always.
That's Random Questions.
From brakes and alignments to new tires and wheels, Tire World, locally owned and operated in Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Laverne.
Tire World, we keep your family rolling.
Online at tireworld.us.
Don't let concerns about today's events derail your long-term financial strategy. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin, and I'm here to help. We can work together to understand the impact of these events and make sure that your goals are top of mind. While you can't control market volatility, we'll help focus on what you can control. We can connect in several virtual ways. Start by giving me a call at 615-907-7056. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
We're talking with Sue and Bob Turpin at the Villages of Murfreesboro. Why did you select the Villages?
Well, I had a couple of falls.
My daughter said, it's time for you to do something instead of me having to do something.
And our daughter decided that we needed to go somewhere.
It was a hard move for me. So we looked at several places, but the Villages of Murfreesboro was the one. We just fell in love with it. So bright and airy. Everybody we've met have just been super.
The Villages of Murfreesboro.
Donating is easy at America's Thrift Stores. They're proud to partner with Make-A-Wish Middle Tennessee to help grant life-changing wishes for local children battling critical illnesses. When you donate gently used clothing and household items, you're giving more than stuff. You're giving hope. Every donation helps Make-A-Wish bring joy to a child right here in Middle Tennessee. Drop off donations today at the new location in Murfreesboro at the corner of Middle Tennessee and MLK Junior Boulevard. Learn more at americasthrift.com/Murfreesboro.
From driveways to highways, SRM Concrete has the right mix, on time, every time. Locally grown, nationally known, family owned and operated, SRM is the name you trust. SRM Concrete, you call, we haul.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Moving right along on a Wednesday morning, October the 1st. It is episode 1754 of The Wake Up Crew, brought to you by America's Thrift Stores.
And happy birthday to Greg Maples, Ron Akbari, Jack Stevens Jr., and Christopher Chenoweth.
And if you'd like to nominate someone as Good Neighbor of the Day, go ahead and get those into us. Call or text 615-893-1450 to get those in, or head on over to WGNSradio.com/birthdays so we can give away a delicious bowl of banana pudding from our friends at Slick Pig Barbecue.
And our congrats to today's SRM Concrete Good Neighbor of the Day, Raina Tracy. Stay with us here for more of The Wake Up Crew, brought to you by America's Thrift Stores, open right now at MLK Jr. Boulevard. Discover one-of-a-kind statement pieces or name-brand jeans, and much, much more. Prices up to 70% off retail. That's America's Thrift Store, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, now open.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Sunny for today. Highs top out near 88 degrees. Winds north-northeasterly, around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear skies, light winds. Lows drop to 62. Thursday, lots more sunshine. Highs warm into the mid-80s. And then Thursday night, mostly clear with lows falling into the upper 50s. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 66.
Good morning. They're still out here trying to open up all lanes on 24 eastbound at Old Hickory Boulevard out here in Antioch. We've had a terrible crash that happened around 2 a.m. this morning. It's been shut down ever since. Again, hopefully they're going to get this back open sooner than later, but what a mess out here in Antioch this morning in the eastbound lanes of I-24 at Old Hickory Boulevard. Building pretty good now, 65 south at Trinity Lane. Hey, when you need dependable towing for your car, big truck, no matter what county you're in, call STR Towing and Recovery. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Now, an update from the WGNSradio.com News Center.
As the national conversation around teacher pay and working conditions grows louder, Tennessee finds itself in the spotlight. This year's National Education Association report ranks the volunteer state 38th in the U.S. for average teacher salary. A slight improvement, but still behind neighboring states. J.C. Bauman, CEO of Professional Educators of Tennessee, says pay hasn't kept pace with inflation or with the cost of living, pushing some educators to leave the profession or even the state. While recent legislation, including the Teacher Paycheck Protection Act, aims to raise the minimum starting salary to $50,000 by 2026 to 2027, Bauman notes that it does little to support veteran educators. In areas like Murfreesboro and Smyrna, where rapid growth strains school systems, the gap between new incentives and long-term retention remains a pressing concern. Lawmakers agree that more must be done to keep experienced teachers in the classroom. Meanwhile, a looming federal government shutdown could create ripple effects across Tennessee, including here in Rutherford County. With over 32,000 federal workers in the state, some residents may soon face furloughs or unpaid labor. Nashville International Airport has assured the public that immediate impacts will be minimal, though many federal workers there could be required to work without pay. Local families may also be affected. If the shutdown stretches into October, Women, Infants, and Children, or WIC, benefits could be paused, while Social Security, Medicare, and Veterans Disability payments would continue. Customer service delays are expected. In Middle Tennessee, including Murfreesboro and Smyrna, uncertainty surrounding public services only adds to existing concerns over education funding and economic stability. That's all for now. I'm Dalton Barrett, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
WGNS is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. MTE's EV Car Club has hundreds of members and growing. EV owners, enthusiasts, and anyone interested in learning more about electric vehicles is encouraged to sign up at mte.com/EV Car Club.
Bigger isn't always better. When it comes to your financial institution, don't send your money to some far-off bank in another state. At Heritage South Community Credit Union, we help when others won't. We've been serving our community since 1957 and are still locally owned and operated in Middle Tennessee. If you're tired of talking to artificial intelligence and computer screens and branches, give Heritage South a try. Learn more at heritagesouth.org. Insured by NCUA.
America's Thrift Stores is now open at the corner of Middle Tennessee and MLK Jr. Boulevard. Whether you're thrifting for a one-of-a-kind statement piece, name-brand jeans, or just browsing for the thrill of the find,
America's Thrift offers unbeatable value with prices up to 70% off retail. Don't miss the deals. Don't miss the fun. Come celebrate the grand opening of America's Thrift Stores in Murfreesboro. Visit americasthrift.com/Murfreesboro for all the details.
Farm Fresh Fridays and Tuesdays.
Fresh eggs, homemade jams, locally raised meats.
And every vendor grows or raises it themselves.
7 a.m. to 1.
It's not just a market, it's the Middle Tennessee tradition.
Celebrating our 50th anniversary, the Farmers Market in Murfreesboro on John R. Rice Boulevard.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
7:35, Wake Up Crew, News Radio WGNS. And it's time to have a little fun here this morning. It's time for the Oldie Friends game.
Yoo-hoo.
It's like the newlywed game, except we're not newlyweds.
How well do we know each other?
We are oldie friends.
Yes. Are we ready?
Sure.
John, first question comes to you.
Okay.
This is hopefully a good one. What is your favorite type of cookie?
If we don't all get this, we don't know each other. Our listeners probably even know the answer to this one.
I would imagine.
I would dare say.
Okay, go ahead. Imagine.
John, what's your answer?
Well, I just didn't want to, since I haven't gotten any in so long, but I don't know if it's they're snickerdoodle.
Yes, white chocolate. Yep. Polly's white chocolate snickerdoodles. Yep. That's what I wrote.
I said Miss Polly snickerdoodle.
Yep. We all got that one right.
So, Miss Polly, where are they? if they're my favorite, why aren't they here?
I actually have some in my freezer I meant to bring today, and I forgot.
You need an IV drip of those things.
I have some for you. I just have forgotten to bring them. So,
Miss Polly, please don't rely on your son-in-law to do anything like that.
Okay, this one is for me. What do I think is my own greatest strength? What do I think is my own greatest strength?
Okay. Got it.
Strength. I'm struggling, man. Okay.
Answer's in.
I said, my dashing good looks.
Well, there was no way we're going to get that one.
Well, maybe. I said everything, Mr. Ego.
Oh, yeah.
What a cop-out answer. Yeah, if you say everything.
You know what? I think maybe with mine. Because if you use graphic arts, you can make him look good.
Oh, there you go.
You know what I mean?
There you go.
Yeah.
Wow, what a round this has been. All right, this one's for you. What are you most afraid of?
Most afraid of.
John's smiling. That makes me nervous.
Just a simple answer.
All right.
Got my answer in.
Mine's locked in. What's your answer?
I said people.
Oh, I should have said that. That was really good.
That's a good one.
What did you go with?
I went swimming in the ocean.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I said snakes.
Yeah, I don't like either of
those. I know you
things.
Don't like snakes.
So aren't they all right?
Well, no, it has to be what he said.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right.
Those are all true attributes, though.
Yeah.
Right, attributes. Yeah. I'm not sure that's the word I'd use, but
I'm going to skip that one. John, what is your favorite household chore? What is the chore you like to do the most?
What? Okay.
Okay. Got mine.
I don't know if I spelled it right, but...
All right, what is your answer? Vacuuming.
Oh,
okay.
Wow.
I did not guess that. I said organizing or decorating.
Oh, yeah, but that is that household chore. I'm just thinking
think
of
like
every day.
Like decorating, straightening things up. That seems like a chore to
okay.
me.
Okay.
I said letting Chip around and feeding him.
No, you hate letting Chip out.
It's really bad now with that new patio.
This one's back to me. Who is my favorite singer?
Did you even write it down? Because it's the obvious answer.
I have two answers here, but
well, you can't have two. You can only have one. You
well,
gotta
they're pretty equal, but that gives you two chances to be right. You don't have to get both of them.
I know what you're going to say, and I know what I'm going to say.
I'm saying Kanye.
That's okay. Exactly what I said.
I said Kanye or Elvis. So it was like, you know, they're pretty equal.
Oh, you could have. That would have helped me, okay, just in case I went that direction.
Right, right.
Okay. One more, quick.
One more. What is the best advice that you were ever given? I actually know this one, I think. You don't take it, but I know it.
Okay, we're ready?
Yep. Don't get married.
Oh.
Get out of radio.
Oh. No, I didn't take that one either. That's the Oldie Friends game this morning.
For 75 years, Murfreesboro Medical Clinic has been a cornerstone of health and compassion in our community. From our humble beginnings to the advanced, comprehensive care we offer today, our commitment to you has never wavered. With 8 locations across Murfreesboro and Middle Tennessee, and over 100 physicians, we continue to provide the highest standard of care. Then, now, and always, your health is our mission.
Hi, I am Tina. You never know what you may find at the Habitat Restore.
Hi, I'm Wendy.
Hey, this is Rocky. You never know what you'll find at the Habitat Restore.
Shopping at the Restore.
Habitat Restore has furniture.
At a great bargain price.
Couches, beds, tables.
We have it all.
At the Habitat Restore.
Shopping at the Restore, yeah.
If it's here today, you better get it.
Because it may be gone tomorrow.
We're hiring at the Habitat Restore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for more information.
With all the financial headlines, are you wondering if your retirement savings will last? The market's ups and downs can keep you guessing, especially if you're approaching retirement or considering it. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin. If you have more questions than answers about what's next, let's work together to help ensure you're prepared for your journey. Stop by our office in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard or give us a call at 615-907-7056. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
We're talking with Peggy Parton.
The first thing my husband said to me was, Peggy, we're not getting any younger. I do not want to be left in this house without you, and you don't want to be left in this house without me, and we're going to go to Adam's Place and check it out. And it didn't take but about 30 minutes to know that we were coming here.
This is Terry Deal. Come tour Adam's Place and discover living a dream in your senior years on Memorial across from Walmart. 615-904-9111.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Putting a bow on this Wake Up Crew, brought to you by America's Thrift Stores on a Wednesday morning. It's a brand new month today, October 1st. Episode 1754 of The Big Show, saying good morning to today's SRM Concrete Good Neighbor of the Day, and that's Raina Tracy, for always giving of herself and the best wife, grandmother, mother, and friend you could have. Today, Raina Tracy, the recipient of flowers from Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and WGNS Radio. Our good neighbor of the day, built by SRM Concrete, locally grown, nationally known, and supporting the neighbors who make Rutherford County strong. Be sure to send in your good neighbor nominations to us, 615-893-1450. Just the single word neighbor will get you the web form to fill out to answer all the questions we need. Name, address, phone number, sentence, why you want that person to be good neighbor of the day. You can also get to that at WGNSradio.com/good neighbor. And want to say good morning to our friends over at Middle Tennessee Electric, powering the Wake Up Crew. And through Sharing Change, they've donated over $12 million to local nonprofits and growing every day. Find out how your spare change can make a big impact at sharingchange.org.
Time for the dad joke of the day.
Replay.
It was the last dad joke off of the week of this series.
I mean, it's the last one of the competition. We'll call it the championship. The dad joke championship.
Championship.
Was today. We were all tied up yesterday at 1-1. We'll have a little repeat.
Well, here's the one that I brought forth for today.
The winner.
If I ever find the doctor who screwed up my limb replacement surgery, I'll kill him with my own bare hands.
Replay.
Excellent play on words. Good. Unexpected, I think, is what really nudged him over the edge there. I did not expect bare hands.
I'll tell you what I didn't expect.
What is that?
In your face! Yeah!
That was funnier than the jokes.
It was.
He said, ha ha, in your face. And then he like stuck his, he poked his finger out at you.
I was, fear hit me first. And then laughter, severe, and then, I mean, I was overcome by shock. It was rather something to, and I wish you could have seen it live. I really do. I wish that people could have seen a video of that. So,
yeah.
Well, what was your joke today? It was,
I don't have one.
A superlative.
It wasn't very good.
Well, but you're still supposed to.
It's a password. With Forrest Gump's password. One, Forrest, one.
I like it. That was strong.
You don't even mean what you're saying. Just don't even.
It was strong. I want to make sure everyone knows this was a tough decision. This was not easy. No day except for yesterday's was easy.
I have presented that joke before.
Nepotism.
One Forrest, one.
Nepotism.
Now you're the one who's offended. We give him such a hard time.
Nepotism.
We give him such a hard time.
Nepotism. It's nothing but nepotism.
In your face.
Oh, shut up. Have a good day. Have a good weekend.
Oh, see you guys next time. Good luck with your hip surgery, John. Good luck.
See you Monday, maybe.
I hope they don't even put in the new one.
I'm too hip to be square.
Dalton just knocked himself out on the counter. Well,
wow.
This show has really gone down the tubes.
Are you okay? Yeah, I'm all right, I think.
Did it bring blood?
I don't think so.
No, but it's got a knot.
I did. I hit it pretty hard.
Are you seeing stars?
A little bit. Fine.
I'm sorry for my reaction. I didn't mean to get hurt. Didn't want you to get
it's
hurt.
It's all your fault.
It's not all my fault. It's see you face in your face.
He did make it worse that you lost. He rubbed it in.
Yeah, he did.
It's not
that
really
was
mean.
Very uncalled for.
I'm just the
after
raider.
All the. I'm gonna tell you now. The dad jokes for Thursday and Friday are gonna. They better be magnificent. That's all I can say.
Oh, I can cruise.
If you disagree with my rating,
no,
text
you can't cruise.
If you disagree with my score, text WOOK to 615-893-1450. Let us know what you're thinking.
Nepotism.
Well, here's our song of the day as we get Dalton some medical attention. It's Pumped Up Kicks from the Foster People.
It's just a concussion. Don't worry. He's okay.
It's only his eighth in a lifetime. Okay, see you tomorrow.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Sunny for today. Highs top out near 88 degrees. Winds north-northeasterly around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear skies. Light winds. Lows drop to 62. Thursday, lots more sunshine. Highs warm into the mid-80s. And then Thursday night, mostly clear with lows falling into the upper 50s. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 66.
Forget those fluorescent lights and freezer burn. This ain't your average grocery run. Meet your farmer, talk a little livestock, and take home the juiciest veggies in your life. The Rutherford County Farm.